Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Titan safety Kendrick Lewis joins us as practice wraps up over at St. Thomas Sports Park. Kendrick, thank you for the time. How are you?
I'm good, man. Thanks for having me.
You've started over 80 games throughout your career with Kansas City, Houston, and Baltimore. But last season, you found yourself completely out of the league, just hoping to get a call. And now it appears on Sunday you have the chance to start in another NFL game. That's quite the story, man.
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. It's a great opportunity for me, you know, knowing, like you said, knowing what happened last season. But I'm fully here for it, fully ready for it, man. I'm happy that the Titans gave me an opportunity to come here. And now I'm able to be here as a starter again.
I don't know what happened last season that kept you out of the league, but did you ever doubt the idea of getting back into the league and battling for a starting job again?
No, I never doubted it, man. I always kept my faith in God, man, and he brought me to this day, man, and this is where we at now.
Kendrick Lewis, our guest here on the Midday 180.
We spoke this week in the locker room. I was working on something about the receivers kind of transforming their personality a little bit more. In last week's game, and you said that's kind of how you are, that you flip a switch and turn into a different guy on game day. Talk us through that process. Like, how do you get to the point where the switch goes?
It's a comfort level. You know, even though I'm comfortable in my daily life, I'm more of a laid back, kind of quiet guy on a normal day to day basis. But on the field, I'm a different animal. I'm a different person, man. You know, I love the game so much. I give it my all every time I'm out there. So it brings a sense of joy and fun and love for the game out. So that just brings on energy and enthused and happy to be a part of it, man.
When you first had contact with the Titans, was it with Vrabel?
It was with a scout. I hadn't spoke with Coach Vrabel. It was with a scout, and they just told me that they were going to bring me in for a workout. And set my flight up and told me that they were going to connect me with some people to set my flight up. So I hadn't talked with Coach Vrabel. It was just more of a scout and some guys and a lady here in the building that got everything scheduled and situated for me.
And then what was it like the first time you saw Mike at the building or when you got on the field or whenever it was? What's it like for a guy looking to get back in the league after sitting out to be asking one of his former teammates who's now a coach for work?
It felt good. I wouldn't say it was just good to see a familiar face and someone that knows me, someone, you know, who's watched me play as a coach and also has played with me, so knows what I bring to the table. So it was like I wasn't walking into a new organization or a new team and just not knowing anybody. It was also a comfort level as, okay, this guy knows me, but I still got to go out here and show him what I could do and that I'm still in shape and able to play this game.
Titan safety Kendrick Lewis, our guest here on 104.5 The Zone. In fact, Vrabel's year in KC with you, it was your rookie year, his final year in the league, and you would carry his pads in from practice during your rookie season. That would lead to you and him sitting and talking about everything from football to life. When you think back to your rookie year with him in Kansas City, which is also, as I mentioned, his final year in the league, what comes to mind with those conversations?
First of all, it comes to mind, he taught me how to be a professional, how to be a pro at this game. He had did it for at a high level and had success with it throughout his whole career. And he talked to me about how to be a pro, how to take it on a day-to-day basis, how to deal with days where you feel like you're hitting the rookie wall. We had those type of talks. He told me about when becoming a father and how things go, how to be able to juggle your family time and also being able to put it aside when it's time to go to work. And those were the type of things that still stick with me today that I can pass on to younger kids or younger rookies that's coming in today.
Vrabel was known for being a linebacker who also knew the roles and assignments of literally every player on the defense.
Absolutely.
When it comes to teammates over the years that you've played with, Kendrick, was he the best at knowing everyone's job? And did that teach you how to go about studying for the game?
Absolutely. He's a very big reason why I take it real personal as to learn everything as much as I can and soak in and know what everybody doing, because it makes you play faster. It makes you anticipate. It makes you instinctive on, you know, when you're out there on the field. So he's a big reason for my knowledge of football, because he worked hard as I do, and also he was also a student of the game, and that's what I try to approach and how I try to approach every day here.
Are you passing that down, not just to this guy in particular, but every rookie? But we'll start with Dane Cruikshank, because I'm assuming he carried your pads in during camp.
Absolutely, and that's one of the main guys who I try to pass as much information, as much experience, as much things that I've been through, of things that he may encounter as he continue his career. Me and his locker's right next to each other. He, like you said, he brought my pads in throughout training camps and things like that. So anytime that I can give him knowledge or wisdom on how to play a coverage or how to handle things outside of football, I'm always there for him. And, you know, he does a great job of listening.
You played next to Eric Berry in Kansas City. I would just assume you would list him as the top safety you've played with, but observing Kevin Byard the way you have over these last couple of months, how would you rank him?
Oh, he's up there. He's definitely a great guy to play against. I can't wait to play alongside of him in the game situation, man. I always, you know, with me dealing with injury, I got to watch from a sideline, but I can't wait to be on the side of him and communicate and see how we both play together at a full game. But yeah, he's one of those high caliber guys that, you know, comes and put his hard hat on and plays and make plays day in and day out and week in and week out, man.
Kendrick, when we have a player on for the first time, we try to tell a bit of his background and story, and yours is one that I hope you'll take us through. Your family was forced to relocate back in 2005 because of Hurricane Katrina. And in fact, you were about to begin your senior year of high school and you were suiting up to go play, I think, when the hurricane evacuation alert started. What was that like?
It was a stressful time, man. It was a pretty day. I was in the locker room getting my pads on and everything. I can remember like it was yesterday, and it was just a sunny day. I guess they say it was the calm before the storm. I would have never thought that Hurricane Katrina would be as devastating as it was and affect our family and all the families around New Orleans and the surrounding areas as it was. But, you know, it was a perfect day, man, pretty sunny day, and, you know, it wasn't until it came across ESPN and they said, hey, mandatory evacuation. We had to leave town. And that's when, you know, my family and other families had to relocate and find places to go. But knowing, you know, a hurricane, I done been through hurricane season. It came and went and we was able to go back. But with Hurricane Katrina, it was a different outcome, man.
Yeah, because you went with your uncle to Houston.
Correct.
And you could not get in touch with your grandmother or maybe it was your aunt and other family members, and you actually saw them on the TV screen in Houston while you're watching CNN storm coverage. Yes. You saw them in the background. That's nuts, man.
Yeah, that was a crazy time. It was a stressful time as is, and, you know, I'm watching the news, crying, worried, you know, can't get in contact with nobody, can't get in contact with family members, and it was... they had some buses leaving out of New Orleans at the playground that I played for my peewee ball for, and they had some buses, you know, picking up people who couldn't get out, who wasn't able to drive out, get, you know, transportation to other places. And I just seen my grandmother and all my cousins getting on a bus, and they said that the buses were headed to Houston. So that was a big relief for me and for my family that, you know, we was able to get everybody. We didn't lose anybody in the storm and things like that.
You had already committed to Ole Miss with a scholarship offer. Were you concerned with this was your senior year. Were you concerned with your future for college football at that point?
Yes, I was just concerned with football as a general because it had meant so much to me at that point and at that time in my life, you know. It was my, like I said, I feel at home when I'm playing football, man. Like I said, how I feel now, and, you know, it was a frustrating time knowing that I was dealing with my family member. That was the first and foremost worry, but also football, you know, something that brings me joy and brings me happiness, it was stripped away, and that was a frustrating time. But, you know, like, the coaches at Ole Miss did a great job, and once everything kind of calmed down and settled down, they got in contact with my uncle and myself, and they told me if I don't play another down this season, my senior year, that I still have a scholarship. So that was a big relief for me.
Was that Orgeron there at the time?
Yes, it was Coach
okay.
Orgeron.
Kendrick Lewis, our guest. You played wide receiver in high school, and I believe Ole Miss recruited you to play offense. When did you make the move to safety?
I made the move right after my freshman year. I suffered an injury to my hip, And that next spring, I went into the coaches because it was a toss-up between being recruited. Some schools recruited me as safety. Some schools recruited me as receiver. I signed to Ole Miss as a receiver. And, you know, I went throughout my first year, and probably like week six, week seven of that season of my freshman year, I suffered an injury in practice and broke my hip. And I came back that off season, trained, and I, you know, talked it over with my family, and I was like, man, I think I want to go play safety. And I went in there, talked with Coach Orgeron and talked with Coach Frank and those guys, and made the switch that year.
We were a little worried when we saw you coming off the field last week that you'd re-aggravated the foot that had cost you summer camp and the preseason and the early season. But you told us you were just cramping. How hard, when you're in your first game action, to kind of deal with the elements there, and how frustrating, to have to come off the field with something like cramps?
That was very frustrating, especially at a time like that, a point that we were in that game, man. You know, that was my first game back. It was my first time getting to see action. So I wanted to be out there and be able to help our team and have success. And it was kind of frustrating, you know, after dealing with injuries, missing all preseason and missing those first couple regular season games. I was like, man, I can't go down. Like, this is not the time for it. So I tried to fight through it. But, you know, all that time off, my body was cramped up. But I'm okay now, man. Thank God for that.
How eager are you to face a rookie quarterback any week?
Oh, I'm ready, man. I'm more prepared and ready than ever, man. Studied hard this week and had a great practice today to finish off the week, and you know it's going to be exciting, man. There's a talented quarterback that we have going up against, and we got to go out there and showcase our abilities and try to make it very difficult for this guy.
Titan safety Kendrick Lewis has been our guest. You can follow him on Twitter. Correct me if I'm wrong. It's at @KLewis23.
It's I am _KLewis23.
Okay. All right. You've changed it a couple times.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I've had total trouble finding you, so we're glad to set the record straight on that one.
No problem. Thanks, guys.
Hey, thank you, Kendrick. See you in Buffalo.
All right. Thank you, guys. Y'all have a blessed day.
Yeah, you too. Kendrick Lewis has been our guest. Good visit.
Wesley Woodyard not going to be on the field in this game. So I think it's a game you should be able to survive without him, but he's still a very big factor. More opportunity here for Jayon Brown,
yes,
and for Rashawn Evans as the Titans piece things together without their best inside linebacker.